Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo. Thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2. Kiss the Future. New documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Go to Paramount Plus to try it free. Terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with
Jason Shear.
Well, it's taking a while. He's going to run out of breath soon. And Jason Shear.
Yeah.
Okay, we're here with Jason Shear. We're here to discuss a quick little bit about Arizona men's basketball recruiting. Seems to be a topic on everyone's mind.
Sure.
Your Twitter was very busy with it today.
Nothing quiet day.
So kind of big news, Creighton point guard Ryan Nemhard entered the portal today. What are the implications for Arizona?
Nothing, Shelby. Next question.
All right, next.
So, technically, he hasn't entered the portal yet. So, Arizona has not been in contact with him, because that would be illegal. But, usually, what you do is you inform the school that you're going to enter the portal, you fill out the paperwork, blah, 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 and within the next 48 hours, you're in the portal. I would suspect that we hear the official announcement. He hasn't announced anything. I would suspect we hear the official announcement on Friday. Look, Arizona just happened to lose a guard in Kirk Risa, who committed to West Virginia.
What?
And we could talk about that for a second. I'm very curious to see how Kerr does. I like Kerr at times more than a lot of other people's. But I am a tired man. I think West Virginia is an awful fit. By the way, I just want to point out that noise you hear, one of our dogs has been sneaking in the food cabinet and eating dog food, and we thought it was another dog, and it's actually our sweetheart who does nothing wrong.
It's my Bianca.
So we are shocked that this is the first time.
Bianca Elizabeth.
And now she's guilty and she ran over. But I just think it's a very interesting fit. Eric Stevenson and Bob Huggins seemingly did not get along great. Stevenson got a tech for grabbing his crotch one game at Marcus Smart. And Bob Huggins basically said if he did it again, he would kick him out of the program.
Wow.
So
wow, Kerr is going to have to reduce his shenanigans.
Kerr has not grabbed his crotch at anyone, which to my gross knowledge. But it's going to be a very interesting situation. You know, can they press? Can Kerr lead press? I'm going to be very intrigued by West Virginia games. But, you know, looking back at the Gonzaga rosters with Tommy Lloyd and other teams throughout the country, you're seeing a lot more 2-point guard systems. And, you know, years ago, I even said Sean Miller in ideal world would have had Nico and Brandon Williams running a 2-point guard system, but the injuries and whatever didn't allow that to happen. Tommy Lloyd is a firm believer in the 2-point guard system because he has experience with it. And Kylan Boswell's role is not changing no matter who Arizona recruits. What is changing? It's becoming bigger. Mm-hmm. But he is the point guard of this team. But he is a point guard of this team. So in other words, if Arizona went and landed another point guard, It would be a situation where you just have a 2-point guard system. The implication for Arizona is that one of the best point guards in the country happens to be a free agent now, or will be. And I would assume, based on that relationship, that you will see Arizona very heavily involved in order to land him. And because also there wasn't a player like him on the roster last season. He can create his own shot, which is a very big deal.
Check.
He takes twos as a point guard, which Kerr didn't do.
Check.
He's like an 85%, maybe more, free throw shooter.
Check.
So he is, he's a little small, but he makes up for it in so many other ways that you're not very concerned. So, simplest terms, the way it affects Arizona is that one of the best point guards in the country who has a relationship because of his brother Andrew. His brother Andrew was at Florida. Tommy Lloyd was responsible for bringing him to Gonzaga. Andrew's now on the Indiana Pacers in the NBA, teammates with Ben and TJ McConnell.
Ooh.
And so there is success there. And look, is money involved? Probably. But the reality is that the family wasn't necessarily comfortable with the exposure and all that that Ryan was getting, and that, you know, maybe he could score a little more points and et cetera. And then here's this relationship with Tommy. So is it a done deal? Nothing's ever done until it's done with the transfer portal. But Arizona is definitely one of these schools to beat.
There's a lot of aligning stars.
Yes.
There we go. Okay, exciting. I'm always a fan of built-in system redundancies. Does that sound very nerdy?
It's hot.
So you kept mentioning Tommy Lloyd having a plan. As the head coach, he was hired to be the head coach of this team. Is this part of it?
Yeah, I think people got to understand that coaches and me are privy to information that others may not have.
Privy information.
I said last week, I said, look, guys, big names are going to enter the portal. I promise you. And I think that we recorded last week. And then the next day, like Hunter Dickinson, or he went in the portal, right? And he's the biggest name in the portal. I was like, guys, big names are still going to enter the portal. Trust me. If you notice, there's two things you need to look at in the portal, okay? Number one, which teams aren't as active? There's usually a reason. And number two, which teams are recruiting for positions that they already have on the roster? If you noticed earlier in the week, Creighton started being mentioned with multiple graduate point guards. Well, why would you bring in a graduate point guard when you have Ryan Emhart? It made no sense. So clearly, they were expecting something to happen, right? If Arizona's not really recruiting many guys in the portal, even though they know that they need multiple spots, say to yourself, self, why could this be? Is it because Tommy Lloyd loves pickleball? No. It's because he has a plan. Does that mean that Nembhard is guaranteed? We don't use the word guaranteed. Does that mean that Tommy felt that this was going to happen and that there's people in his camp or others around him that let people know this was going to happen and he felt that it was worth waiting because he would have a very good chance at landing this player? Yes. Are there other players potentially in the portal that Arizona can maybe come in a little late on? Yes. Are there players still entering the portal that Arizona will be able to make a run on? Most likely, yes. Again, nothing's ever done until it's done. So I'm not going to guess or preview a guy that's not in the portal. Plus, we don't tamper at Wildcat Authority.
We do not tamper.
So I will, just so you know, this is very straight, I will never tell you if Arizona has interest in a guy that's not in the portal. Maybe hypothetically I can answer that question, but to answer that seriously and with knowledge and be like, yes, Arizona can't wait for this guy to enter the portal, I'm not going there. And I know it's a slippery slope, whatever. I'm cool with the way that I kind of handle that situation. But with that being said, yes, this is part one of the plan. There are part two. You know, there's international kids Arizona is aware of. There's a few others we'll get to that Arizona is aware of. There are players that you're going to hear Arizona pick it up with. There are new portal players that maybe Arizona get involved with. This isn't a process that's going to be done by the end of the weekend. Okay, look at the timing of everything and all that. But this is part one of the plan. It is a multi-part plan. And as I posted weeks ago, if Tommy Lloyd executes his plan to the fullest and goes bats 1,000 or whatever you want to do, A+, people will be very, very happy with this roster next season.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
But I want it now, Jason. Make it happen.
You can get it whenever you want.
I do have to correct you a little bit. Tommy Lloyd does love pickleball. I watched a whole video package about it. He apparently plays with Jed Fish. So we'll see.
We were watching pickleball on ESPN last night.
Yeah, it was fun. Pickleball's insane. It's kind of as a person that works in Parks and Rec, Miranda Parks and Rec, we do have a new adult pickleball league that's coming. I believe it starts in May. But pickleball, there's a craze going on across the country. So it's kind of like a love-hate word in a park and rec department right now. But it's supposed to be really super fun. Seems obviously tennis-esque.
Bing bong, Shelby.
But a little more social. We'll see. We won't get a cool Arizona court in our backyard, though. Wherever that was, but all right, next question. What competition is out there for Nembhard, and what kind of timeline are we looking at?
Well, Jules, I don't know the timeline. Okay, I know he's not even in the
portal. Yet. I'm Ms. Shelby K.
Oh, sorry, I get you confused. He's not even in the portal yet. Is this something that's going to drag on? I don't think so. Is he only going to take one visit to Arizona and end it? I don't really know. He might take a visit to Gonzaga. I don't know. I do know that Arizona is probably in the best position as it stands Thursday, April 6th at 9:37 p.m. I do not expect, he's not the type of kid to drag it out. Gonzaga is the other school that's getting mentioned. I never like to say done deal. I think Arizona's biggest competition right now is probably itself. Again, though, there's no guarantees. Things happen. Money changes hands. All that stuff. We don't know. But I know that Arizona, as of now, probably feels pretty good about its position.
Okay. In addition to Nembhard, who else is starting to become more serious with Arizona?
Well, you know, it's funny because I reported that Chance McMillan had heard, the Grand Canyon guard had heard from someone at Arizona. And then I was like, well, it wasn't someone high up, you know, cool down on that. And then it was someone high up, a assistant coach on the bench, called Chance McMillan the other night and had a good conversation with him. He is visiting Utah this weekend. We'll see how that visit goes. I don't know if he's going to commit or not. He's kind of gone quiet, talking to me a little bit. Arizona has not offered him. So, you know, when they offer a kid, that means they really want him. Right now, they're kind of keeping him warm. They aren't moving on him necessarily yet. They may not move on him, but there has been some good conversations. Darian Williams from Nevada is another one. He's a four-man Mountain West Freshman of the Year, despite being coached by Steve Alford, which should be another award in itself. Very physical, very strong, different than what Arizona had last year. Maybe not a spectacular offensive player, but a tough kid who would be here for multiple years. Wouldn't come in and start, but would still have a nice role and a growing role, and then maybe eventually become a starter. He is visiting Iowa State this weekend. Again, Iowa State has an offer, would take him immediately. Arizona technically has not offered him. That could come next week. That may not come at all. There's still discussions about that. Tommy Lloyd has talked to him. So he is another guy to keep in mind, and we'll see if he commits after the Iowa State visit. And then there's at least one other guy that I know of that I'm not going to tell you the name of. But he would be an interesting fit, and it's a name that I think people are familiar with. But we'll just
leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. Mm. Not a guard.
Intriguing.
Not a point guard.
Intrigue. Now you realize you're going to have all these people that are going to be freaking out.
I do that on purpose.
I love it. Also, one thing to note, just as a refresher, we've all been through this process before. It happens every year. It's like courting. It's like when you're dating someone, you've got the different levels of courting.
I didn't have to court you, though. You saw me and you were in love
right away. Love at first sight. Right, Brielle? Sometimes it is like love at first sight. A kid just loves everything about Arizona. That's for football or for basketball or any sport. And they're already sold barely before they've been on campus. Then other kids want to do the whole process. They want to be wined. They want to be dined officially within NCAA rules, I'm assuming.
What, you know, are rules
people
anymore?
Forget about that, that this stuff takes a little time.
Trust me. Well, I was going to trust me no one wants it over with, but I got to admit it's also good for business. Bad for stress.
Yeah. So what's your stress quotient?
I was butt naked today, Shelby.
Oh, my God.
About to shower.
What?
All right. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a little day shower before I go out and run some errands. And I was butt naked. Calm down.
You could stop saying that.
And then I saw that Ryan Nemhard entered the portal.
Wow. And that's big news that people want to hear about.
Threw on some undies.
Say clothes.
And then stayed on the message board for 9 hours.
And that was your day.
Yeah. And I never put on clothes. I went out in undies and everything.
Jason took me to the Ritz-Carlton today and picked me up. We had Miranda's State of the Town. And it was very nice of you to play chauffeur. I appreciate it.
Isn't there someone you want to shout out, Shelby?
I do, but I feel a little terrible because his business card's in my car. I remember his last name, and he works at Trico. I believe his first name is Michael, but I will confirm that for next time. But thank you so much for coming up and introducing yourself. We had a lovely conversation. He is a huge fan of yours. I'm assuming he was disappointed you weren't with me. But
I don't go outside this time of year.
Thank you so much for being a listener. We really appreciate it. And then there was a real estate agent that recognized me from my voice in mid-conversation. And he had like a mini freak out when he did that. So shout out to you.
Shout out to the guy at Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
That came up to us and was like, I'm listening to your podcast right now. And my parents thought it was the coolest thing of all
time. I think we already shouted him out last week, but it was so notable. It was awesome.
Shout out to the dinner I had tonight.
We had a really good dinner. We have a good Newtown. Is it Newtown or Newtown?
Newton.
It looks like Newton. Newtown.
Let's just do it all. Shout out to Brielle.
It's actually not pho, by the way. Yes, don't come at me. It's pho. We know. It was really good, by the way, tonight.
Miranda. Shout out to Brielle, who now just plays Madden all day.
Brielle has become a sports fiend.
I'm not watching Madden right now. I'm actually looking at the men's draft. So be quiet.
Oh, she's looking at the men's NBA draft.
Mock draft.
Well,
so now I'm surrounded by sports. Like, thanks, guys.
I've literally created a monster. But we appreciate you for joining us. Who knows? Maybe we'll have another one of these.
Less than 24 hours.
We're definitely going to do a football one on Monday.
Yay, football.
At the latest. Got a lot of football next week. It's the last week of spring football with the spring game a week from Saturday. So we'll have a lot there. We'll do position reviews.
Also, one more thing.
Podcast coming. Shelby, take it.
Happy Passover.
Happy Passover.
And?
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter weekend.
Happy Ramadan.
Is it still Ramadan? It might be.
I don't know.
I think it was. It, no, I don't know. It just recently happened. If it's not over,
happy all of it.
Also, full moon. There's a lot going on.
Cora's very excited in the background, as you can tell. It's just full of excitement.
A lot of happiness.
Happy everything.
Have a great one, everyone. Bear down.
Down. If you are planning your commitments and stuff like that, I've planned multiple travel days for this summer already. I would assume that's when the commitment. So the end of April, EYBL, there should be one.
Up in Phoenix.
All right. The end of May, we're going to Philly, so there at least one commitment there.
Right, right.
And then we're going to Vegas in July, second weekend, so at least one commitment there. So if you're planning, that's when there will be commitment.
I'm sure we'll let you know when we're leaving too, and you'll have an idea, and that's when the commitments will happen.
Yes.
Streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob? Well, all
right. Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.